Welcome everybody. Shin number 1060. We're learning today Lila Nishmas Moshe Doiv Ben Rabaron Zizel. Lila Nishmas Blima Bas Rav Moshe. And the Refuah Shleima Chaya Rivka Bas Mendel. And the Refuah Shleima Chaya Braina Bas Leia. Getting back to our malacha of Kitzer uprooting. Okay, I just want to talk about one more quick inyan today, Bezras Hashem, and then we hope to get into the various different inyanim of trees, the various different gezeros that we said that Chazal made in reference to the Malach of Kaitzer, whereby we're afraid that Chazal were afraid one might come to pull off a branch of the tree, which of course is the Malach of Kaitzer. And there's quite a number of halachas that fall into those categories, and we want to see the various different ins and outs. Now, as we go through those halachas, even though it's more like the Gezeiros Midrabanan, if we come up with various different shilas which come up here and there, we'll go back to it in reference to the actual kaitzer itself. In other words, you know, the actual uprooting, as opposed to you can't do certain things because one might come to uproot within conjunction with the trees also. And I just wanted to mention also, there's some, when we get to the Malach of Zareya, planting, there's various different gezeris which Chazal made in reference to eating over grass and so on, but we'll see how that works, in reference to where possibly somebody could pour water on grass and so on. So we're going to see how those gezeris come into play. But be it as it may, I just want to talk about one more quick inyan, that is in reference to a dried out tree. We spoke about, right, so you can't pull off a fruit from a tree, right? I'm walking in an area where there's apples, trees and peach trees and various different. So I can't pull off a fruit from a tree. Now the question is, what about if the tree is already a dried out tree? What about if the fruits are already dried out? Right? Is there a problem with that? We'll say, well, maybe it's so dried out. Maybe it's not. It's only whereby it's a regular tree and it's growing, or even if it's ripe, but it's everything is fresh and wet and so on. But over here, the tree is totally dried out. Would that make a difference in our malacha of kaitzer? Okay, so it tells us the Mechab, the Shulchan Aruch tells us in Simen Shin Lamed Vav Sif Yud Beis that Te'enim Sheyavshu, if somebody has, let's say, dates, but we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah explains it goes by all type of flowers or fruits or so on that's dried out. Be'ivehem. And the Mishnah Berurah explains, Bivem is perish bechiburam ba'anav, the place where it's attached to the branch. You have fruits that are attached to the branch and it's dried out over there. V'chein, so that's that. And then the Shulchan Aruch tells us further, V'chein ilon sheyavshu peresav ba'i, also if there's a tree, somebody has a tree in their backyard, right? That the fruits are already dried out, right? So maybe I could just pick it off. Is that a problem? Tells us the Mechaber, atoilish mehem b'shabes is chayiv. Somebody pulls it off, even though it's dried out, you'll say it's possibly like almost dead or whatever the case is, but pulling it off is also to do. One, not just also, but a person would be chayiv. It's still the same iser as far as kaitzer uprooting. But tells us the Mechaber an interesting thing. Afal pi shehem ka'akurim le'inyin tumah. In other words, when it comes to the halachas of tumah, the Mishnah Berurah explains this if katanun ches perish tumas eichlin, the halachas of tumas eichlin, which we're obviously not going to get into that. That's a whole different world. But just real simply that the loy mekable tuma b'mechuba tells us the Mishnah Berurah in such a situation whereby it's dried out, the fruit's dried out, the tree is dried out, it's not mekable tuma. Zechashiv katolish, and it has a din of already being uprooted when it comes to the halachas of tuma. But when it comes to the halachas of Shabbos, then it would still be aser, not just aser, but a person mamish is chayiv, will still have the same halachas as far as uprooting. If somebody pulls off a fruit from either a dried out tree, or the fruit itself was dried out, or the branch was dried out, or the connection was dried out, whatever it is, one might think that's already finished, it's done, it's a done deal, it's not even growing anymore, there's no fruits going to be coming out of this tree anymore, it's still aser to do. Okay, so the Mishnah Berurah continues on, and actually, not continues on, but tells us in Sif Katan Nun Vav, that bottom line is afilu ilan atzma yavash, even if the tree itself, like we said, is dried out, afilu hachi chashiv kemechubar, it still has a din of attached, and therefore pulling fruits off that dried out tree would still be aser. Okay, tells us the Mishnah Berurah further in Sefer Katan Nun Zayin, also the same thing by grass. If there's grass, right, so the same halachas would apply by grass. We've spoken about grass in the past, but somebody sits down on the ground or whatever the case is, and there's grass, and they want to pull out some grass. They'll say, well, oh, look, this grass is already all dried out, burnt up from the sun sometimes. You know, sometimes it's very dried out grass, so maybe I could just pull it out. It's already sort of like pretty much dead. But tells us the Mishnah Berurah, v'asavim yaveshim, even dried out grass, might the chitilushin damev toilish mehem is potter, and this could be according to some paiskim. He says possibly avil could be a drabbanan avil is a drabbanan yesha filu basavim. But still, be it as it may, if there's a distinction between grass or trees or whatever, whereby it's dried out, but the drabbanan for sure it is. And lefamim gam kein yesh chayiv chata. Sometimes it's taka says mishabur. Sometimes it could even be chayiv chatas, whereby one is it's asim in a tyre, even though it's dried out, even on the grass. Okay, so the Sefer Eitz Halacha says a couple of interesting things in conjunction with this halacha. He says v'yesh deyos emutu l'shaber anofim yveshim hamuchubarim. It's a machloikis between actually Rashi and the Rambam if one is allowed to break branches from a dried out tree. You have an old dried out tree, right? To break a branch, we said picking fruit that you know that we don't do. The Mechaba said that, but so he brings down the coin to Rashi. Says that it's not shaykh talisha. According to Rashi, there's no problem. According to the Rambam, gam biyovesh shaykh talisha al dal kol panim ilan mechubar. Since it's all attached, you can't break the branches. So he brings in conjunction. Okay, so that's in general, nobody's breaking up branches, probably, for even from dried out trees, but he says an interesting thing. V'yesh lahata lidrei salem alfal pi shaldezem, shtabrim, kevin de enem achavan lakach. In other words, like this. Let's say, again, I'm walking outside, it's in the forest, nobody's walking, but sometimes you're walking, you know, in the country, but now people are outside in the grassy area. Sometimes there's an area where there's a lot of dried out branches, possibly on the floor. We have dried out leaves, of course, all the time, but sometimes there's a lot of dried out branches that might still be attached to the tree. Sometimes it fall down, or it's hanging over, and these type of things, and it's mamish on the ground, and the person's walking. So am I mechuyev to look every single branch that I'm walking? I'm walking in an area, you know, whereby there's a lot of branches and trees and different things on the floor. You know, some fell down, some are attached. So I'm mechuyev to look at if as I'm walking, is every single thing what's attached, what's not attached? Could be I might walk on a branch and break it, and it might be attached. And it might be it's dried out, so is that a problem? So he says, no, that's no problem. One is allowed to do that. Why? In other words, to stam walk. You're allowed to stam walk. You don't have to look. And even though you're walking in a place whereby it's a place whereby there's a lot of, old broken down trees or whatever, leaves and stuff like that on the floor. So it brings from the Shas, the Shuvas Nishma Shabbos, Kevin de Rov, HaPoiskim Savle, de Vyavshu. Since most Poiskim hold that by dried out trees, Hain, Vukaseim, Ein Behem, is a Torah, that it will be a drabbanan in many cases. Many poskim, he said, most poskim bring down that it'll be drabbanan. In reference to the dried out trees where it's totally dried out. So therefore, walking, stam walking, vataris alehem, if you're walking in a place where there's, you know, a lot of times you walk and you hear crack here, crack there, and there's the branch, you have to look if it's attached, not attached, and skip over. So you don't have to worry about it. Vataris alehem, enim achavin la'oikran. Anybody who walks on these branches as they're stam walking, nobody has a mind to actually uproot them or break them off the tree. In other words, if you walk on a branch, you break it, so you're really uprooting it, but you don't have a mind to do that. I'm just walking. I'm stam walking. I don't have to look where I'm walking. I'll get on the sidewalk. Obviously, if somebody's walking a regular sidewalk, you don't really see this. But sometimes, in the country areas, nice in the nice weather, people go for walks and so on. Upstate or whatever the case might be, and you're walking in these areas. So you don't have to worry. Einim mechavin la'ikran. You don't have to worry about that. The havim melacha shein tzricha legufa. He says it's a melacha shein tzricha legufa, or it could be the other way that a person's not meschavim bechlal. V'nasis kalach yad. It's being done kalach yad. Bechlal, a person's not meschavim to this thing altogether. And I can even add that it's a lechayr. It's probably not even a psikresha whereby it's going to happen automatically. you know, as you're walking or even as you step on it. So Lemaise, he brings it's not a problem. He ends off with that. V'yesh lahat lidrei salehen afal pish al deze mishtabrim kem den mechaven lekach. So just stam walking, one does not have to worry to these things whereby they might be stepping on branches or items that are dried out items that might be attached, and thereby they're uprooting it as they're walking. Thank you for listening. Atzlochem bracha, kol tov.